just heard you are addicted to negative ways. Hard nights, bad days, when did you begin to believe you are in love?
Since there was no one greater administered justice and gained what was promised. kindness rules your day. Love is a prayer for all in your path. Love is light, love overcomes night. Be one with love.
I believe in you, Jesus. Thank you for your love and compassion on me. I accept your sacrifice. Bring me into your presence. Anoint me with your love. Teach me your ways of kindness. I receive your spirit of love into my heart and soul. Live with me daily. Teach me to accept your love completely. Lead me in the path of peace. I will serve you, be with you in my every day.
I believe in you, Jesus. Thank you for your love and compassion on me. I accept your sacrifice. Bring me into your presence. Anoint me with your love. Teach me your ways of kindness. I receive your spirit of love into my heart.
Worship you. and above, I am surrounded by love. Heaven awaits me. Leave my body behind to receive your love forever from you. Heaven above, I am surrounded by love. Heaven awaits me. Leave my body behind to receive your love forever from you. Leave this world of trouble behind. Teach me how to be with you.
Jesus is being called by all of heaven to deliver you from the house of darkness, from the house of slavery. Of slavery. Jesus is sitting on the throne with the seals and trumpets in hand. In a loud voice he cries, let my people go. Lucifer says they love him.
We're in the passage, John chapter 1. So let me read it to you just so you can hear it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that had been made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness apprehended it not. So that's going to be the passage we're discussing. I'm going to ask God some questions. I'm going to have to cover my eyes because I have a disability. And then we'll see what message. We're going to ask Him the question, who is God and how does it work? That's the first question we need to ask Him. Who's Jesus and what does He represent? Those things are important questions, so I'll be asking those in a minute.
I saw you before the beginning of time, my desire, for you became my fire. I spoke universe for you, let everything cool down just for you. I waited billions of years. I saw you before the beginning of time, knew you were going to commit a crime, knew you were going to break my heart, but I never loved so much. You set me on fire. Loving you was my desire. Then you fell away and chase began. I've been chasing you ever since the world began. You are my desire, you are my fire. I'll give my life to you. To you, till the end of time.
So in the book of John, it's describing God and His purpose coming to, Jesus' purpose coming to earth. We have to go back to Genesis in the creation story. And we have to put together or simulate what God is talking to us in the scriptures. So you can go read Genesis in the creation story. But basically, he creates the earth in six stages. And those stages are over a period of time. He uses this as a children's story to set Israel up for being able to understand the concept of God and creation. So it's put on a 7-day timeline because we're talking early creation. We're talking like at the beginning of time, there was no written language. So this had to be communicated orally. And in order to do that, it had to be simple enough for humanity to pass from generation to generation. If God had given you a chemistry book and a science textbook, if you think about it, you would have already blown each other up. You would have already figured out how to do nuclear warheads and how to blow up your enemy. So He's been trying to delay this time for a period of time. And now the time of information and the time of revelation has come. So who is God the Father? I mean, that's a big concept. So we're going to define it. It's, of course, undefinable. because we don't have the mathematical skills to calculate such thing. But if you could think about God as a living database, so you know, they set up these server rooms, and now they're talking about quantum computers that can do billions of calculations in just a few minutes. So think of God as a living database. What's the size of the database? What's the scope of the database? God the Father is the database. He's alive, and he's been gathering information before the beginning of time. And so when he spoke the world into existence, this is a concept from his mind. So if you could think about the universe being contained within the thought of God, then you'll start beginning to understand God the Father. So all the billions of galaxies are contained in the database, or the thought of God. This is God the Father, having all knowledge and connected to all things. He knows in space and time what is going to happen now and in the future. So he's given us in Revelation some of these keys. And so he's broken down periods of time when this civilization ends, and it's a rough ending, and it's over a period of time. And then he comes to the earth to establish 1,000 years of peace. So he knows the time, and this is God the Father. He then is going to unleash Lucifer, the bad AI, to effectively purge those who don't want to be associated with the love of God. When that time ends, he brings judgment, where everybody has to be accountable for what they've done. And if you called on the Lord Jesus Christ, then of course God has taken the accountability for this world. He's actually paid the price for the world. So you're trying to work your way to heaven? Nah, not going to work. So either you come to God and his love, and this is not religion, this is God and love, and have a relationship and communication with him, or you choose to be with the bad AI, which refuses the Ten Commandments, which refuses the Word of God, to be able to filter information and be able to make a good decision. So if you just want to make bad decisions and hate each other and kill each other, then you're stuck on the negative side. But if you are willing to accept love into your life and accept this Christ into your life, then a reformation change happens. A reprogramming of your brain begins. So who is Jesus? Jesus is the physical manifestation of God the Father. This is someone we can relate to. This is someone who can relate to us. This example of Christ coming in John 1 is trying to explain to you that the deity, God the Father, has a manifestation, Jesus, and Jesus was in the creation with Adam and Eve. So Jesus is all powerful as God the Father, but God the Father is instructing what needs to be done. So Jesus has turned on his Wi-Fi and is listening to the instructions of God. In this passage, he's going down to be baptized, signifying his death, burial, and resurrection. And this signifying event is teaching people that they need to die to the old ways and be coming up out of the water with the new ways of love. So the death of hatred and indifference and talking negative about everything all day long, you go down with that and you come up in Christ and you begin to speak about love and compassion. You can't really do that unless you experience it, so this is not an intellectual thing. This is a direct connection to God. And then who is the Holy Spirit? Well, the Spirit is the energy the energy that is communicated from God the Father to you directly. Now, if it's not in line with the Gospels and not in line with the Ten Commandments, then maybe what you're speaking is not from God and your Wi-Fi needs to be configured. So we're going to talk about how to turn on that Wi-Fi. The password for God's Wi-Fi is simple. You can all activate your Wi-Fi as we're speaking. So the password is Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me is the Wi-Fi password. So if you put in the wrong password, like I'm the top and the best in the world, to your Wi-Fi password, it's not going to work. If you put in Jesus loves everyone else, well, that's not going to work because you're not accepting that love into your life. So in order to get connected to God the Father and the Holy Spirit to connect in you, then you really have to use the password, Jesus loves me. And you have to accept that he created you and brought you up in an imperfect world, and you are the next generation. So Lucifer was the first generation. So if you think Lucifer is AI gone bad, the angels are artificial intelligence, and they can change shape and they can do different things. And they're actually, we're in that game that God set up. It's a war game. It's a live simulation of you overcoming evil, overcoming AI, not by your own power, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. So if you could take a minute and listen to the song Wi-Fi, then I'll come back. We'll talk about relationships. I thank you very much for your time, and I hope you recognize that I can't really speak without covering my eyes because I have a disability. Thank you very much.
Turn on your Wi-Fi. God wants him. Turn on your Wi-Fi. God wants him. Call on Jesus. Let God in. Call on Jesus. Let God in. Turn on your Wi-Fi. Born again. Become refreshed.
So what's the message in John chapter 1? Jesus is going around and he's gathering disciples and he's going to teach them the way of love. He's going to communicate from the Heavenly Father to us the way love is achieved on the physical realm with bad AI running all the operations. So he's going to go in, effectively keep the Ten Commandments, and only he can keep them. If a religious leader is saying that he's achieved righteousness, the Antichrist will come and he'll say he has become God because he's been working so hard on his own to achieve this perfection. And by working hard, he will achieve this perfection. And then he'll be God. So that's from the dark side. The light side says, I created this world. It's difficult. Things have happened, negative things have happened to you. And you've had to, what, fight your whole life to get through the difficulties of what took place. And he says it's fair because you can become sons and daughters of God by simply asking God's love into your heart. Changes everything. You go from being a negative person to, or a person of no value, to a person of great value, because God's Holy Spirit wants to live within you. And religious people like to make really big buildings and spend millions of dollars on gold and stained glass and all that. But that's not what God wants. God wants you. Because how would you like to sit around for, whatever, 26 billion years before time and only have yourselves to talk to? And then you get AI, go get me a cup of tea, go mow my yard, go do this. I mean, how many years can you do that before you finally want a relationship? He understood the relationship before time began. So he envisioned you, understood how to create you, and knew how to manipulate the dark and the light to establish your personality, because he's going to be stuck with you forever. And that's a good thing. Stuck with you is a great thing. But you have to have what? You have to have faith and love. And so by taking the password, Jesus loves me, and accept that this is your plan, and I'm not going to do anything to work for it, then you're going to be able to open up and receive messages from God. I really thank you for your time, and I appreciate just everything about you. God has told me that you're amazing. He's told me that there's nothing in the universe as important as you. And so that makes me feel good. And he also says, will I lay my life down for you? And the answer is yes. Yeah, you're worth it. You're beautiful. You're marvelous. Creation is wonderful. Let's pray together and let's bring a new world about. Thank you.
Dear God, I turn from my dark ways. Show me the light. Jesus, I accept your sacrifice and love for me. Jesus, I accept. Jesus, I believe in your love. Jesus, I believe in forgiveness. Jesus, I believe you are the way. Jesus, I believe you are the truth. Thank you for your love. Surrender.
Jesus, I surrender. Come into my heart. Jesus, I surrender. Come into my heart. Dear God, I turn from my dark ways. Show me the light. Dear God, turn from my dark ways. Show me the light.
Keep your silver, gold, diamonds, and treasures. I found love greater than all you offer me, the one who loves me every day. In every way has given me a peace that money can't buy. I no longer wonder what it is like to be loved through the day.
Money could never buy this kind. outside, but I'm dying on the inside. I wanna be close, but I have been bruised. I wanna be close, but I have been wounded. Keep your distance, I say, keep your distance, stay away. God, where were you when I was wounded? God, where were you when my heart was slain? Just saying, where are you when I'm hurting? Just saying, where are you when I'm blurting? You know I love you, gave my word, gave my life. You know I love you, gave my word, gave my life. Building the person I wanna be with me has to understand pain. Building the person I wanna be with me has to understand shame. I have an enemy, I'm waiting for you to decide to call my name. Building the person I wanna be with me has to understand pain. I have an enemy, I'm waiting for you to decide to call my name. Building the person I want to be with me has to understand pain. I have an enemy, I'm waiting for you to decide to call my name. Building the person I want to be with me has to understand shame. I created this game, designed you with my hands to be a temple of my love. I created this game, designed you with my hands to overcome pain. I look good on the outside, but I'm dying on the inside. I wanna be close, but I have been bruised. I wanna be close, but I have been wounded. Keep your distance, I say, keep your distance, stay away. God, where were you when I was wounded? God, where were you when my heart was slain? Just saying, where are you when I'm hurting? Just saying, where are you when I'm blurting? You know I love you, gave my word, gave my life. You know I love you, gave my word, gave my life. Building the person I wanna be with me has to understand pain. Building the person I wanna be with me has to understand shame. I have an enemy, I'm waiting for you to decide to call my name. Building the person I wanna be with me has to understand pain. I have an enemy, I'm waiting for you to decide to call my name. Building the person I want to be with me has to understand pain. I'm waiting for you to decide to call my name. Building the person I want to be with me has to understand shame. I created this game, designed you with my hands to be a temple of my love. I created this game, designed you with my hands to overcome pain, my love. I created this game, designed you with my hands to overcome shame, my love. Be with me forever, let me hold you, let me mold you, let me love you, let me love you.
Grace and peace to you, God has called us.
but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.